Chapter 6. January 20th of Year 1. 3, 2, 1. Click. Two tiny levers, held only by the force of several atoms, flip backward. They launch my two brand new boats, my new eyes to the universe, into space at port and starboard, parallel, relative to my direction of travel. It was important to launch them at the same instant, otherwise Messenger would have started to tumble. The boats contain sensors and a small antenna. They slowly move sideways from my ship, but it does not matter. We have plenty of time. Right now my two boats, ISUs, short for Independent Sensor Units, mostly tell me how Messenger is doing, since I can observe the exterior of the ship through their eyes. With increasing distance, they will later provide me with data about the space around me. Once they are far enough away, I might even use them to sense the structure of space-time. The crests and troughs of the gravitational waves moving through space affect the ISUs differently than they do Messenger, though only slightly. This gives me clues about the basic properties of the universe. There are phenomena I cannot see, such as black holes, because they mostly do not radiate anything. There might be other, perhaps even more dangerous, obstacles that are too small or too dark to be detected optically. Nevertheless, these still betray themselves by their gravitation and the troughs created by them in space-time. While Messenger gradually decelerates, the ISUs will continue to move at a fifth of the speed of light, their launch speed, in their predetermined destination. Therefore, while I will be traveling for much longer, they will only need 7 years to cover the distance that remains ahead of us. The boats will inform us about what is waiting near Proxima before they eventually speed on into the depths of space. During the next few months, I plan to sporadically eject more ISUs in different directions in order to place more sensors ahead, which can send us advance warnings of obstacles. I get dizzy the first time I integrate the portside ISU into my optical systems. It feels as though my left eye has been taken from my face and placed into the vacuum a few meters away. But I know I will quickly get used to this. Strangely enough, my consciousness always manages to integrate technology into my human body image. My mind assumes I use my eyes, not optical sensors. After just a few hours, it no longer seems strange that my eyes are suddenly located a few meters away from my head. I carefully test my new abilities. I can gaze in all directions, but currently I cannot see more than what Messenger's own camera perceives. The spaceship itself appears to float calmly in space next to me, and I do not notice its enormous velocity. The stars do not shift, so there are no indications of how fast we are truly going. Directly behind us is a yellow star. It is clearly visible, even though it is not the brightest star in the sky, just as the people living there are hopefully not the brightest creatures in the universe. The person who created Messenger lives there, on its third planet. I have to admit, I am not really interested in him. We left him behind, and he no longer influences our fate. I'd rather think of Francesca. There is a great advantage to being a silicon-based artificial intelligence. I will never lose the memories of my lover, unless I deliberately erase them. I hope retaining these cherished remembrances never become a disadvantage. Right now, these thoughts warm my heart. The image of her face, the conversations we had, and the feeling of her warm, soft fingers on my skin. These memories will not fade, because they've been stored digitally. The brown color of Francesca's eyes is as deep as if I were looking into her pupils from 20 centimeters away, while she is resting on my chest. I know. I should look forward instead.